Remember this word. It is a word you're going to hear over and over and over again. If the election is close and if Donald Trump wins. Red mirage. That is the word you're going to hear over and over again. Red mirage. Now, I want it to become normal. So say it with me, okay? Red mirage. That's right. Red mirage. That is the term the Democrats have test marketed and already made ads for using celebrities. Yeah, using celebrities. Celebrities. I want you to think about this real quick. They have used celebrities and they've already test marketed their ads of how they're going to say Donald Trump really didn't win. For a party that hates collusion, man, they sure do love colluding, don't they, with the media, I guess you would say now. You know, experts even on CBS News came out, was this morning, Diaz? And even started floating this idea that there might be a red mirage, or they said a blue mirage, with the early election night results. They actually talked about this on CBS because they're doing the dirty work for the Democratic Party. They put this up there literally this morning. Lana Zak at CBS News had a discussion about voting experts are warning people to be aware of a red or, of course, this is how they act like it's not biased, blue mirage. In early results, they could be misleading than the final outcome. According to top Democratic data, an analytics firm, Hawkfish, President Trump would see an early lead in some key battleground states, they say, but it would slowly narrow as more mail-in ballots are counted. This is CBS already doing the dirty work of the Democratic Party. This is their words I'm reading for you from CBS News. They say, quote, it will slowly narrow as more mail-in ballots are counted. The agency CEO called it a red mirage and joined CBS to discuss what states could experience and which ones could have this scenario come out this way. Now, I'm going to let you hear part of this. Nothing more. This is nothing more than propaganda. I want to be very, very clear about this, okay? This is nothing more than propaganda from the left at CBS News today as they put this out there. Countdown to the vote, just 2 days away or a day away. And you need to understand something here. There is going to be a red mirage, so don't be fooled, everybody. Don't be fooled by this. This is that mirage, and we're warning you that Donald Trump, it may seem like he's winning, but you need to be smart enough to understand that he's not winning. Oh, and we've already, the Democratic Party, tested ads, already made ads, already have celebrities talking about how your vote should be counted no matter when it comes in. And don't be fooled by the red mirage. Because it's all not real, folks. Remember, if Donald Trump wins, that's impossible. How could Donald Trump ever win? Listen to CBS selling this.
Number of people choose to vote by mail or absentee. It is likely that even though we're 2 days away from the election, we will not know the presidential result on election night.
I'm sorry, what? CBS News just said, hedging their bets. Hedging their bets. CBS just said that it's likely we will not know who won the election on election night, because if they say that and then Trump is ahead, Vic, we already told you this was going to happen. We already told you it was a mirage. We already told you that we wouldn't know who the winner is. We already told you that. Yeah, we told you. We warned you of this. This red mirage, say it over and over again, because you're going to hear this. If Donald Trump wins, they're going to try to take this election with a red mirage, saying it's not real. Here's more of CBS's propaganda for the Biden campaign.
That's why voting experts are warning people to be aware of a red or blue mirage in early results.
By the way, you notice they said blue mirage because they got to act like they're nonpartisan, non-biased. None of this conversation is around a blue mirage that Joe Biden would win. All their scenarios point to mail-in ballots, which they say overwhelmingly would go for Joe Biden. So when they throw the blue mirage in there, that's just their BS line to act like they're somehow nonpartisan.
complicating things. Each state has its own rules for how early votes are counted and reported. Some will report results sooner than others, so initial numbers could be misleading and confusing. These so-called mirages will disappear as more ballots are counted, but experts are warning that it could take days or even weeks. For more on this now, I want to bring in Josh Mendelson. He's the CEO of Hawkfish, a data analytics agency founded by entrepreneur and politician Mike Bloomberg to support Democratic candidates. Josh, good to have you with
us.
So fundamentally, this boils down to who's voting early versus who's going to vote on Election Day. So remind us how those numbers shake out and the potential that early results could give a false impression.
Right. So as we were talking a couple of months ago and thinking through the various scenarios, one of the most important data points for our team was the simple fact that about 2.5 times as many Democrats plan to vote by mail as Republicans. And we've seen that bear out now as early voting has been going on in so many of the swing states for quite a bit. Florida's a really great example. And so consequently, when you've got Democrats voting early and you've got Republicans who are waiting to either vote in person or have on Election Day or have already voted in person, you see these disparities. And then inevitably what we're going to encounter is on Election Day, as polls close, numbers are going to start to come out, and those numbers are going to principally include those machine counts, those in-person votes, because so many key states like Pennsylvania don't begin counting those mail ballots until the day of Election Day. And so consequently, there's going to be that lag. And if you use straight partisanship as a proxy for support here, which this cycle certainly applies, it inevitably means that Donald Trump's going to have a better result on the night of the election. And that's what's...
I'm sorry, did you guys hear that? I know that was a lot of audio, but I want you to see how well they're spinning this. They're saying, well, obviously Donald Trump's going to have a better night on election night. That's how far they're hedging their bets, folks. They're already telling you Donald Trump's going to have a better night on election night. But the red mirage you need to be aware of, because you don't want to be stupid and actually think that Donald Trump won, because Donald Trump really didn't win. No, Donald Trump did not win on election night. Yes, Donald Trump's going to have a better night on election night. Yes, we know that. But here's what's really going to happen. Joe Biden's going to win.
Certainly applies. It inevitably means that Donald Trump's going to have a better result on the night of the election, and that's what's going to get reported out as the current numbers at that moment. But as the machine counts continue and as all of those mail ballots are processed, Joe Biden's lead will start becoming evident. And so we refer to it as a red mirage. It's there. And so
you notice there he dropped the blue mirage. Did you notice that? He couldn't even keep it up for 2 minutes into this audio. This expert warning that the initial vote count in key battleground states could be misleading. You know, at the beginning they introduced as well, it could be a red or blue mirage. And then what did you just hear him say? What did he just say there? He couldn't even hold a straight face with this. Couldn't even hold a straight face.
Biden's lead will start becoming evident. And so we refer to it as a red mirage. It's there in so many of the key swing states. In fact, Florida's a bit of an exception, because they've been processing ballots, they've been receiving them, and so Florida's very likely to give us a much better look on election night. But a state like Pennsylvania has already signaled quite clearly that their offices don't expect to be able to complete the count until perhaps 4 days after Election Day, if not later.
So there it is. There's the fix. It's in, folks. We're going to act like there could be a red or blue mirage, but there's no way it could be a blue mirage. And the reason why it couldn't be a blue mirage is because Republicans vote mirage. That's what you need to understand. You need to understand that it's really just a red mirage. Now, before I bring in my guest, and we're going to have a member of Trump's legal election team with us, Jordan Seculo, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, and that is an incredible sponsor by the name of AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country. I've been telling you about them now on this podcast for a couple weeks, and many of you have joined for free. If you want to make sure that you have someone looking out for your best interests, and if the Democrats try to make your vote disappear, for it to be canceled out by some vote that should not be counted, You want someone fighting and protecting the integrity of your vote. And that organization is AMAC. They're fighting to make sure that your vote is counted, that your vote is not overlooked, that your vote is not canceled out. They are the number one conservative organization in the country. And I want to give you a free membership for 1 year, including their magazine. It is the number one conservative magazine in the country as well. I'm a columnist in this magazine. You will absolutely love it. Go online to benfreeonline.com and grab your membership. That's benfreeonline.com. Benfreeonline.com. Get your membership to AMAC right now for free for 1 year and join 2.3 million other conservatives. And make sure that you have someone fighting for you. So there's a key phrase that you are going to hear on election night if Democrats don't win the White House. That phrase we're being told is the phrase red mirage. Apparently, the Democratic Party, and this is normal for you to have legal teams ready, but not with what they have. They have TV ads that they've already tested to advocate for delaying calling a winner in the presidential election if they think they can find enough votes somewhere so that they can then say, we should delay declaring Donald Trump as the president. We've been told they're even going to be using celebrities in these ads that they've already tested to help steal the election, delay the outcome of the election if it doesn't go the way they need it to go. Joining me to talk about this today is a man that knows a lot about what the left will do, what the Democrats will do. He's one of those that sat and stood and defended the president during impeachment. Jordan Sekulow joins me, a good friend of mine. Jordan, I appreciate you coming on. This sure is one of the most important elections of our lifetime, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
You see Biden really and Harris talking about actual socialism and almost forms of communism as what they want to do. You're talking about massive tax increases in this country, massive job losses, nationwide lockdowns and mask mandates. Yet, there are a lot of people out of fear, I think, because of COVID, that are still saying, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Let's talk about what could really happen, and that is this legal side of things. We know they've already tested these ads. We know they're calling it already a red mirage before we've got any of the votes counted. How are we going to counter this to protect the integrity of the vote?
Well, two ways. One, everybody listening right now can counter this by a massive election day turnout. They can't contest the results if the election day turnout is massive again for Donald Trump. And there are some good polls out there, and some good, Trafalgar and others who predicted that last time, who have all said, this is going to come down to turnout. So I'm an attorney. We are well prepared. So we're on the president's legal team. We have the RNC legal team. We have the White House legal team. We have challenges going on across the country. We have thousands of attorneys across the country. But what we are going to be looking at specifically on the legal side is this. On election night, Pennsylvania, can they count the votes 3 days later? Some of these other states, 9 days later. We're looking right now at how many votes are coming in by mail, like today or yesterday or the day before, and how many come in even on election day. Because if, for instance, yesterday, I'm just making up a number, Pennsylvania got 70,000 votes in by mail. Well, you would think then that on election day, and process through at least, but it may take a few days, that number should be much smaller. And if it's larger than what has already come in or what's coming in the 2 or 3 days before the election or even on election day, that's when we have a key in to know that there has been wrongdoing. And we will be ready to go right to the nation's highest court if necessary. But I still believe, Ben, and I want your listeners to understand this, that if we get out the vote for Donald Trump and down-ballot Republicans, they can make all the ads they want. They can have all the lawyers they want ready, but they'll be crying tomorrow night or at least in the early morning hours of November 4th on MSNBC and some of these other networks because they have again underestimated the support that is out there for Donald Trump. And what gives me some hope there is that though people have got to show up, this is not done. In fact, if people do not show up, Joe Biden wins this election. People have to show up to vote for Donald Trump tomorrow on Election Day. But what gives me hope is that we're going into it pretty much in a statistical dead heat. So the early voting they thought was going to overwhelmingly favor Democrats in key battleground states is not. Because when you put early voting in by mail and combine it with the early mailing in person, Republicans are, again, we're just like a little bit behind. So far, so few behind that within like an hour of voting in a state like Florida or Pennsylvania, we'll have already caught up to that number. But it is all about turnout. I don't want it to be an election legal battle. I don't think that's good for the country. But let me tell you something. We're prepared for it, and we know the numbers. It's easy to figure out if there's, you know, 30,000 votes outstanding, but you're winning the state by 80,000. Those 30,000 votes, yes, they should be counted ultimately, but they're not going to change the outcome of who won that state and who won the Electoral College votes in that state. So they may try to delay and delay and delay. And listen, we might get into a we're all looking at Pennsylvania very closely, but let's not forget in North Carolina. Let's not forget in Arizona. Let's not forget these other states. But I want everyone out there to know, Ben, that the president's legal team, the White House legal team, the RNC legal team is ready to protect. And, you know, this is what's fundamental about this, your constitutional rights. We have rules about voting. Those rules are what make us a democratic republic. And we follow those rules so that we have certainty in our elections. No one wants to go through another Bush versus Gore, and I don't think it would be like that, Ben. I think it would be much more intense, much more volatile on the streets. And I think that our hope, I pray that there's a clear-cut winner. I believe it'll be Donald Trump tomorrow night or maybe early hours, November 4th. But again, this delay tactic, remember, it was a month ago they were saying the president was going to do that. Now they're going to do that because they're nervous he's going to have enough votes on election night to come out and declare victory. Not declare victory early, not preemptively, but to declare victory even when the AP and these others, so they're so far left now, are going to be so cautious in trying to, you know, to call this one.
You know, you and I worked, and my guest with me is Jordan Seculies on the president's legal team. You and I both had the privilege of working in that 2004 campaign for George Bush. And, you know, I remember that election night and how people were so worried that this was going to be like a Florida 2.0, that there was going to be some sort of hiccup. And it's almost been like that now every election since then. The difference this time, though, seems to be that there is a orchestrated effort to accomplish that goal no matter what the outcome is, if that outcome is Donald Trump is winning. This idea that we already have tested TV ads is unprecedented. Right. The idea that we are calling it now the Democrats are already calling it, quote, a red mirage. And luckily this has leaked out, so we know what they're doing ahead of the vote. I've never seen such a calculated effort pre-election night by a party to discount and to take away the power of the people in the vote, really, since they tried to impeach Donald Trump based on nothing, which was to overthrow our government.
Well, this is, I think, we've looked at this as the legal team from two strategies. They have a strategy where if it's close enough, they'll try to take the red wave and turn it into a red mirage, like you said. And they're already prepping for that to try and find votes. They're better at that than we are. But what we're better at is winning in court. They point to all these cases that we have not yet won at the Supreme Court. These were cases on stays. But even in those cases, what we got the Supreme Court to do is say, well, the ballots that come in late need to be marked late. And then we will then adjudicate if necessary. If there's enough of those votes to change the outcome of the election, we will take that up at the Supreme Court. So we have everything in place necessary, but we believe this is a twofold strategy. One is, I think it's a good sign that they're doing this. Why is it a good sign for Republicans? Because they're scared to death of our election day turnout tomorrow. So if you're listening right now, you turn out, get your friends to turn out, and we might not have to go through this red mirage scenario, a legal battle scenario. And that's fine with me as one of the lawyers. We've been through a lot with the president, and I'm sure we'll be through a lot more with him when he's reelected. But second, and this is very key to his, if President Trump gets a second term, and I don't want to be talking too preemptively here, but I mean, you know, that we could know that in 24 to 48 hours. They want to undermine it again. And so the first time they wanted to undermine it by saying, well, he didn't win the popular vote. Well, that's not the rules of the game. If the rules of the game, as the president's explained, were to just win the popular vote, you'd spend your time in you know, five or six states, visit a few others, and that's about it, to just gin up enough votes to win the popular vote. We, the Republicans, play by the rules set forth by the Constitution, the Electoral College. And so they tried to undermine him that way. Then they went through Russia. Russia didn't work, so they went to a Ukrainian phone call with 40 people listening in on it and tried to impeach him over that. That didn't work, but then COVID hit, so they tried to seize on COVID. Now they're going to try and say that this president somehow is responsible for people not being able to vote, even though we're seeing unprecedented early voting and people getting, you know, as safe as possible voting, mail-in voting, all these things. I do believe there's an attempt, a twofold attempt. One is to try and steal the election. I don't use those words loosely, especially in cities that are known for it, like Philadelphia. And then two, and then to cause it kind of to be like a racial divide issue and start the riots and that kind of thing. But then two is that if President Trump does win decisively enough on election night or in the early morning hours, that they want to immediately begin to undermine his second term. And if they take the Senate, that'll be that much easier. It could be impeachment 2.0. It could be Bob Mueller 2.0. So it's imperative that people listening right now, that you're not just voting for President Trump. And I know in some of these Republican senators, and I've donated to plenty of them this cycle, you almost feel like you have to kind of like hold your nose before you do your vote. You might not love them, but remember what they mean. They mean majority versus minority in the Senate. They mean
the difference between Donald Trump last time being impeached and keeping his job over nothing.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And people like Amy Coney Barrett getting confirmed and whoever's next on the Supreme Court. We have this unbelievable opportunity to transform. We are, and President Trump already has to some extent, the American federal judiciary. You give him another 4 years, and the majority of judges on the circuit court, already a third are, the majority will be Trump nominees. The Supreme Court, he'll probably get at least one or two more picks. That means he will have picked a majority vote of the court, five justices. I mean, so this is why we say it every year, it's so important. But I saw this ad put out by Kamala Harris and this word equity being used. And, you know, that's a legal term, but it's also a word you can use. And they kind of compare it to equality. When you see equality versus equity, you need to all know what equity means. See, equality means we all get to start in the first – we all start at the same place. That's why I support things like school choice. I think that minority communities, we need to all start at the first – at the same place and at the same opportunities. But equity means that we end up at the same place. That's communism. So
yeah.
Those kind of terms are being thrown around by Kamala Harris. Joe Biden is already saying Kamala Harris he's really on the Kamala Harris ticket, and he's already indicating not running for a second term. Do you want to see the transformation of your country to the far left politics that even Barack Obama had no chance of getting through, even with a Democrat House and Senate? I don't think Americans do. I don't think they want to stop fracking. I don't think they want to be dependent on foreign energy. I think they like that we are coming out of this COVID recovery. I don't think they want, like as Mayor Pete said, Ben, that a nationwide shutdown to be on the table even again. And because states are figuring out how to do it, and localities, that's where it should be done. So we're ready for the legal battle. I hope and pray that we get enough of those voters out there, and everybody listening right now gets their friends out there so we don't have to go through that, and so they can try their red mirage, but it's like a joke because we've won a clear and decisive victory for President Trump. And what I hope too is, control the U.S. Senate and maybe even flip some more seats in the House.
I really appreciate it, as always. A pleasure. Good friend of mine. Jordan Sekulow, we'll have you back, hopefully talking victory and not legal insanity after this presidential election day.
Either way, I'll be on. I'll be on either way. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, man. Talk to you real soon. Real quick, I want to say thank you to our sponsor today, and that is the number one conservative organization in the country. You know, this legal battle that you just heard Jordan talking about could happen. And you need to make sure that your voice and your vote is being protected in Washington, that your vote is not taken away and discounted or literally canceled out by someone whose vote should not have counted. If you want to make sure that somebody is standing up for your vote and your rights, you need to join the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. I want to give you a free one-year membership right now to AMAC. Why? Because what AMAC does is they make sure that you are informed about what's going on, what you need to do to have your voice heard, and they make sure that people are paying attention to you and your values in D.C. I will give you a free membership, and that also includes the AMAC magazine, the number one conservative magazine in the country that you are going to get for an entire year for free. All you got to do is go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Grab your one-year free membership to AMAC right now, and also make sure that you're prepared in case this legal insanity actually happens. Go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Also, very quick reminder, if you haven't downloaded our podcast, our past episodes, you can do that. All of the Hunter Biden Exposé 10-part series is up right now wherever you get your podcasts. So don't forget, if you want to share those with people that are still on the fence on who to vote for, if you want to know what the corruption is with the Biden family and the payments, the billions of dollars in loans from China, the list goes on and on. We have it all exposed in our podcast. Share it with your friends. Don't forget, vote, everybody. If you're hearing this, make sure you vote. Get your family to vote. Get your friends to vote and vote. And I will leave it at that. It's our most incredible thing. People fought and died for our rights to vote. Don't ever take it for granted. Go vote. Go vote. Go vote. All right. There you go. Leave it at that.